KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 30 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy with a mixture of precipitation possible this morning. Light snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain. And then light snow or rain this afternoon, a high around 37. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Meteorologists say a storm system carrying powerful winds and heavy snow will be moving across northern Nebraska and Iowa through tomorrow. The National Weather Service has posted winter storm warnings from the northern Nebraska panhandle all the way up to the northeastern corner of Iowa. Up to a dozen inches of snow is expected in some spots, with deep drifts born of winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Authorities say slick roadways and blowing snow will make travel hazardous. Lighter snow or a wintry mix is expected along the southern edge of the system's path, basically from around I-80 southbound. Now, winter weather advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. Wednesday for Harrison and Shelby counties. The advisory goes into effect for Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, Crawford, and Greene counties from noon today through 6 p.m. Wednesday. And there is a storm warning in effect for Sac County until 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Governor Terry Branstad says concerning reports have emerged about cases involving his Department of Human Services. But Branstad said he will not second-guess the agency's response thus far. Investigators recently determined some staff at the state-run Glenwood facility, where patients with profound mental disabilities live, were physically and verbally abusing the patients. During his weekly news conference on Monday, Branstad was asked how that culture of abuse was allowed.
Well, that's a good question, and that's the reason why significant changes have already been made. They've added additional supervisors, I think, on the evenings and weekends.
Six employees at the Glenwood facility were fired, six quit, and five others have been disciplined, but no supervisors were disciplined.
Department of Human Services has done an extensive investigation, and I think there's also additional review now being done by the auditor's office and elsewhere. We want to make sure that everybody is treated well, and when there is a misconduct, it's important that be ferreted out.
The governor says the department has taken the action they believe is appropriate.
If there's additional action that should be taken, I'm certain that they'll do what needs to be done. But I'm not one to second guess. I instead want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect the safety and well-being of people that are in the custody of the state at Glenwood or Woodward or wherever they might be.
And the Branstad says the majority of employees of the Glenwood Resource Center are hardworking, conscientious people who do a good job.
But you had a few that didn't, and they were able to basically convince others to keep that secret. Eventually that was discovered, and action has been taken to dismiss those people.
Critics are also questioning how the DHS is tracking foster children who are adopted. A 16-year-old Central Iowa teen died this past October of starvation, 5 months after a neighbor called authorities with concerns about her welfare. Another former foster child in Central Iowa ran away after she says she was beaten and locked in a basement by her adoptive parents. Branstad says there's a delicate balance in these kinds of cases.
When you have thousands and thousands of people, that when mistakes are made, they need to be investigated. And if there's wrongdoing, or if there's employees of the department that are not doing their job, they need to be disciplined, as they have. But that also needs to be made public and not hidden.
Branstad is calling on legislators to remove privacy restrictions and make records about state employee firings available to the public. The Audubon Chamber of Commerce held its annual community banquet and auction on Monday. Awards presented during the evening included 2016 of the year Citizen of the Year to Kate Hargens. 2016 Junior Citizen of the Year was presented to Rebecca Nelson. 2016 Community Service Award was given to the Audubon County Fair Board. Kate Hargens won the Citizen of the Year Award for, among other things, spearheading through grant applications and fundraising efforts, the establishment of the Children's Nest Child Care Center in conjunction with the Friendship Home, being a prominent spokesperson for the Audubon County Early Childhood Organization, being active with her church committee, serving on the Rose Theater Renovation Board, and serving on the Grant Writing Advisory Council for the Audubon School District's Launch Program. She and her husband, Dr. Travis Hargens, have three children and are relatively new to the community. Kate said she was very surprised to win the award.
There's a lot of very, very deserving people in this community, so it was a very big surprise for me. I think it means a lot that people welcome new folks and young families to the community and then recognize them in this manner. it's just great that the community has taken us in like a family, and of course our AMVC family. It's just a big honor.
She said also she doesn't like to be bored, and no matter where you live, you should get involved in your community.
And make it the best that you can. And I think there's a spot for every strength, so no matter what your strength is, you know, everybody has to get in and pitch in and help out where they can.
Rebecca Nelson, daughter of Bob and Janet Nelson, won the Junior Citizen of the Year for being an active part of her school and community and being an intelligent, compassionate, unselfish, and focused young lady. Nelson is vice president of the Audubon School District's National Honor Society and has served as student body president. She's been heavily involved in preserving the historic Ross Elevator and has packed lunches for needy children, as well as having fed hungry youth for the New Opportunities Organization's summer feeding program. She's also certified in CPR. After she graduates this spring, Rebecca plans to attend either the University of Iowa or UNI, majoring in speech language in hopes of becoming a speech language pathologist. And the Audubon County Fair Board won the 2016 Community Award for their efforts to organize and run the Audubon County Fair, hosting numerous activities all year round, and for maintaining and keeping up the fairgrounds. Current Fair Board members include Greg Jensen, Deanna Hansen, Gary Van Arnhem, Steve Randeris, Mike Bauer, Randy Blum, Dan Madsen, Austin Hansen, Trent Peterson, Joe Weiss, Neil Messick, Steve Hansen, and Taylor Lewis. Well, the Atlantic Business and Professional Women are offering several scholarship opportunities. Three $500 Colleen scholarships are available this year to any female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon counties who is pursuing a degree in computer science, management information systems, computer systems management, chemistry, or engineering. The student may attend a school full or part-time and be of any age. Applications must be submitted by April 1st. Two $1,000 scholarships are also available to a non-traditional student who is a U.S. citizen, has been out of the workforce, or wants to or needs to go back to work but needs additional education, has completed high school five years or more ago, and wanted to start or resume their college education, and can demonstrate financial need, scholastic ability, leadership skills, and career goals in the areas of gaining additional education to enhance their career or reentering the workforce and to continue education that was interrupted for family or other reasons. There's also a $1,000 Bev Mendenhall Nursing Scholarship honoring the memory of a longtime active member, and it's available to a resident of Cass County and a non-traditional student who meets the criteria I mentioned above. For an application or further information, you can contact Jolene Rocker at 712-249-7700 or email her at the email address provided under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In any event, applications must be postmarked by April 1st. Elsewhere in area news, the Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday six people were arrested last week following an investigation into the theft from Cass County of a laptop computer. The Adair County Sheriff's Deputy assisted Cass County deputies in executing a search warrant at a residence in the 400 block of North Main Street in Bridgewater last Wednesday night. Inside the home, authorities found a MacBook Air computer valued at $1,200, along with methamphetamine in several rooms and marijuana in another room. 27-year-old Matthew Ryan Johnson of Bridgewater was taken into custody for felony theft in the second degree, possession of stolen property. Johnson claimed he bought the laptop from another man for $50. Also arrested at the same time for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, was 46-year-old Thomas Matthew Connors III of Omaha, 52-year-old Mark Elmer Style of Bridgewater, and 53-year-old Tony Lynn Reese of Bridgewater. 62-year-old James Jeffrey Reese of Bridgewater was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense. And 34-year-old Julie Ann Holmes of Des Moines was arrested at the residence in Bridgewater for felony possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense. Julie Holmes, Matthew Johnson, and Tony Reese were later released on $5,000 bond each. James Reese was subsequently released on $2,000 bond. Thomas Connors III was released on $1,000 bond, while Style was also wanted on warrants from Adair and Polk counties, and he was being held without bond on the Polk County warrant. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.